I don't see the reason why LRA should go up to the fore to look for another rebel to attack them. We cannot see the reason why that they do that. You know, on this planet, anybody, they are very free to say anything about anybody. That's why I'm saying it really is a baseless statement or accusation, because these rebels, they should come up and say, okay, we captured one of LRA, and they are the one now disturbing us from where we are. They have attacked our base. And we don't know why LRA should do that. First of all,
Justin, it has been proven time and time and again that rebels from the Lord Resistance Army have been going around all these places and killing people, abducting children, among other things. So what is different from them attacking people in Darfur for their cause?
Yeah, accusation, it has been there since, I can't say mid-80s. Till now, as we speak, this accusation is still going on. LRA, they have gone in the bush, I think, for the cause. LRA, they are the one who called even for the peace talks which was there in Juba. And Ugandan government, plus some other governments, they have attacked LRA when the talks itself was not finished yet. Therefore, the only thing what we have to do, yes, all these accusations can come back also on the table. What we have to do, because Kony is asking one thing, can all these governments cease the fire and then let's come back on the table? Accusation, the one you are talking about, is very easy to send the monitoring team to go and verify what happened, why, and where exactly. Okay, if it has been found that LRA has done that, they have to account for it. Because what we know, LRA has become so many on this planet, especially in the region. You can find LRA in southern Sudan. You can find LRA in Congo. You can find another LRA in Central African Republic. But all these, which one are we talking about? Is it original, the one of General Joseph Kony? Or is just somebody is doing something to make sure that, okay, they brush all that on LRA to make sure that, okay, the whole world should turn their back.
Now, but Justin, they found, the proof is that they found certain things left behind by your LRA group, and that is why they are attributing the attack to your LRA group. So, how do you intend talking to your rebels in order to ensure that they don't go about killing innocent people who are in camps as well as other rebel groups in Darfur?
Brother, I don't think if LRA, they are there just to go and attack or to kill any innocent people. Okay, you know, things can happen. There's one thing here we have to understand. When we were in the talks in Juba, there was no all this kind of accusation at all. Yes, few of it was there. As I was saying earlier on, other people, they have to do something, very nasty one, in the name of LRA organization. But you can even contact the vice president of Southern Sudan, Dr. Riek Machar. During the talks, if anything happen, say, like in Central Equatoria or Western Equatoria or Juba Nimule Road, always you have to send the team, monitoring team, to go and verify what happened. And if you ask Dr. Riek Machar, the vice president of Southern Sudan, how many reports he have got from this team, which is concerning LRA, say, okay, today we found LRA, they have done A, B, C, D. I believe out of 10, maybe one or two. Believe me, brother. That's one. Two, I have to repeat, we cannot get it right why LRA should just go and attack anybody if the food is there, like when they were in Garamba. They were planning things. The food was there. During the talks, food was supplying, was given to LRA. there was no any LRA who can go and attack anybody from anywhere. There was nothing. You can ask Dr. Riek Machar. You can agree with me. Eh? So many people, they know this. But now, after the attack, if anything may be, eh, you have no food, you have maybe the gun in your hand, definitely you have to look for something to eat. But if that one, people, they are saying, okay, LRA is all over the place. Is it they're in Central African Republic, they're in Southern Sudan, they're in Darfur, they're in Congo. It's very hard and it's very difficult to work it out. Because if you go on Ugandan government side, they are saying they finish LRA completely. They remain maybe about 20 or 50. But this 50 LRA, 50 figures, can it be all over the place? It's difficult to get this answer.